Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Ksubos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas or Pesach Moshe Ben Rabbi Eizer Zalman, his neshama should have an aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas or Meir Ben Rabbi Mardechai, his neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hama'aris is Bitai, someone who's Ma'aris' daughter, which means he accepts Kiddushin for his daughter. And this is referring to a girl who's either a Katana or a Naira, so her father's still allowed to marry her off. Vigershin, then she gets divorced. And then Ersa, he accepts Kiddushin for her again, Venus Armala, and then she becomes an Almana, her husband dies. Ksubas Shalai, these two ksubais, meaning the ones coming from the first husband and the second husband, they belong to the father, because this girl is still considered to be in the rishus of her father, so the ksuba goes to him. However, Hisia, if he married her off 100%, the gersha, then she got divorced, Hisia, then she got married again, Venus Armala, and then she became a widow, meaning the husband died, ksubas Shalai, she gets to keep both of these ksubais, because the moment she got married, she completely left her father's rishus, and that's why she gets to keep the ksuba. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Harishayna Shalav, the first ksuba belongs to the father. And that's because it was written while she was still in the rishus of her father, so he gets that first ksuba. However, the Chavim argue, and Amrulai, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Mishe Isia, from the moment he married her off, Ein Lavi Rishusba, her father doesn't have rishus in her anymore. And since the ksuba is being paid after her father married her off, it doesn't really make a difference when it was written, it makes a difference when it's being paid, and therefore she gets to keep it both ksubais. And moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Now before we start this Mishnah, let's understand a few things. If a girl who's a Naira, and she's a Basula, and she's Me'airasa, she's halachically engaged, is Mizane, which means she lives with someone who's not her Aras, who's not the one who engaged her, a number of different things would apply. So the Mishnah tells us that these things won't necessarily apply in every situation. Hagi Yairas Shen is Gaira Bita Ima. We have a Giyaris, a non-Jewish woman who became a Jew, whose daughter became a Jew with her. And now this daughter is a Naira, and she's a Basula, and she's engaged. Vizinsa, and then his daughter is Mizane. So Harezu Bechenek, she gets killed by Chenek, by choking, and not by Skila, which is really how a Naira Basula Ma'irasa, who's Mizane, usually is killed. And that's because when the Pasuk tells us that Naira Basula Ma'irasa gets killed, it says Ki Asa Nivala Bi Yisrael. And this woman is not considered to be Bi Yisrael, but she wasn't a born Jew, so therefore she gets killed with chenek, just like a regular married woman would if she's mezane. Furthermore, ein la loy pesach beis ha'av v'loy me'asela. This giyares, who's a nara, besula, ma'irasa, and she was mezane, she does not have the din of pesach beis ha'av applied to her. And this is a din that the pasuk tells us, that when she gets killed, this is done at the entrance of her father's house. And furthermore, she doesn't get 100 sela. And this 100 sela is referring to where she wasn't actually mezane. Her husband claims that she was, but it turns out that he lied, so he has to pay her 100 sela. And in this situation, the reason why he doesn't is because the pasuk tells us, ki haitzi shem ra'al Besulas Yisrael, and she's not considered to be a Besulas Yisrael because she wasn't born as a Jew. Now let's say Haisa Hairasa Shalai Bekdusha. When her mother became pregnant with her, it was Shalai Bekdusha, meaning her mother was not Jewish yet. However, V'lay Dasa Bekdusha. By the time her mother gave birth to her, it was Bekdusha, meaning her mother became a Giyares when she was pregnant with her. So then, Harezu Beskila. If there's Nara Besula Ma'irasa is Mizane, then she gets killed with Skila, like a regular Jewish Nara Besula Ma'irasa. However, Ein Lo Loi Pesach Beis Ha'av, V'loi Me'asela, she still doesn't have these two dinim applied to her. But Haisa Ha'irasa V'lay Dasa Bekdusha, if when her mother became pregnant with her and gave birth to her, all of that was done by Kedusha, which means her mother became a Giyares before she became pregnant with his daughter. So then, Harei Kibas Yisrael, Lechol Davar. She's like a regular, full-fledged Jewish girl in regards to everything, and then we would apply this din of Pesach Beis Av and Me'asela. Now let's say, Yesh La'av, this girl has a father, Ve'en Lo Pesach Beis Av, but she doesn't have the entrance of her father's house, because her father doesn't have a house. Or, Yesh La Pesach Beis Av, there is an entrance to her father's house, but Ve'en Lo Av, she doesn't have a father, because her father passed away. So Harezu B'Skila, she still gets Skila, that's the way we're going to kill her, even though we can't apply this pasuk of Pesach Beis Av and Loi Naira Pesach Beis Avia El Mitzvah. The only reason why the pasuk tells us about Pesach Beis Avia is that it's an extra mitzvah to do it if we're able to, but if we're not able to do it, that doesn't mean that she doesn't get Skila. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.